Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Okay, well, welcome back. We're talking about the fallout from the Penn State football coaching scandal. Former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky charged with 40 counts of child molestation. Penn State president Graham Spanier, longtime beloved football coach Joe Paterno, both fired. It's alleged that they knew of allegations against Jerry Sandusky and did not contact police. Two others, athletic director Tim Curley and vice president Gary Schultz, also under investigation. And then you have a grad student who's now an assistant coach, Mike McQuarrie, who says, at least in the papers that have been revealed from a grand jury investigation, that he approached Joe Paterno after he saw Jerry Sandusky raping a child in the locker room. But as we just heard, this was after Mike McQuarrie went home and spent a day with his family and then approached Joe Paterno. So that's what you have swirling. Let's bring a student at Penn State. Alex Brombeck is a senior at Penn State. He grew up in the Pennsylvania area near State College. He's been tweeting about his support of Joe Paterno. He was also at last night's protest, which, as we just said, turned violent, TV van overturned. Alex, very supportive of Joe Paterno. Let's cut right to the chase. What do you say to people who watched those protests at Penn State and said, gee, instead of protesting for the coaching staff, why aren't you protesting against what appears to be sweeping child abuse charges under the rug by possibly Joe Paterno? Don't you have questions?
I do, but we're not here to say that what Joe knew. The indictment, Joe Paterno states that Mike McQuarrie basically just said there was horseplay. Horseplay can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And with benefit of hindsight, I do agree with Paterno that he should have done more. But who's to say how McQuarrie actually explained it to Paterno?
And as we've been hearing in the grand jury testimony, he ultimately said that what he saw was the rape of a child.
Yeah.
So tell me how you're feeling now that Joe Paterno's been fired.
I feel betrayed by, first, Graham Spanier, because he did not address his students after the allegations. All he did is give unconditional support to Curley and Schultz, two men that are being charged with basically covering up this entire scandal. And I feel that the Board of Trustees has failed their students as well, because this does not benefit them, firing Coach Paterno. Joe has already come out and said that he was retiring at the end of the year, and the Board of Trustees is just trying to save face at this point, and it's just been a PR debacle from all sides. And the students are finally not taking it. But with respect to the riots, I would say that the few students who decide to flip a news truck and break windows downtown are putting a damper on what was to be a peaceful gathering of students just trying to raise support for Joe.
Boy, Alex, given what happened last night, do you think there still should be a game on Saturday? If you add the emotion of a game to the emotions that are already there?
As a student, I'd love to see a game, but it's going to be hard to walk into Beaver Stadium and not see Joe Paterno on the sidelines or in the press box or just have a presence. This is the first time in 61 years that Joe Paterno has not been involved with Penn State football, and it's just really hard to see that.
What about walking in and seeing Mike McQuarrie on the sidelines? He, as far as we know, is going to be there.
Yes. I don't agree with firing Joe Paterno, but if you're going to fire Joe, Mike McQuarrie needs to go as well, because they're both just as much at fault as the other.
Because he didn't call the police either.
You know,
meanwhile, you sent a tweet. This is the first night of my life I go to bed and Joe Paterno is not the head coach of the Nittany Lions. I think we can all relate to this. Now, maybe your fellow students can, but for people outside the school, why is that such a big deal for you?
Joe Paterno has meant so much to this university. He's only done positive things here. This is the first time negative allegations have been brought against Joe Paterno, and they're not even allegations. Being from around State College, just not having Joe, who is the face of Penn State and what it stands for, it's just hard.
And, Alex, that brings, the other thought. Penn State stands for something very different now. The allegations are pretty damning that several people saw children being abused. Cases were closed. Eyes were closed.
Yes.
And this is right now the legacy of your school.
This is going to put a cloud over Penn State for a long time. And Joe Paterno did what was right back then. The state attorney general said that this isn't a case of morals, this is a case of legality and facts. And based on that, Joe Paterno is not being charged because he did the right thing.
And again, to those who say he should have gone to the police or at the very least said, I want Jerry Sandusky out. You know, they said he had to take the children out of the locker room. He could no longer bring the children to the locker room. But in that moment, to not say, I don't want that guy anywhere near my team. Joe Paterno didn't do that either.
He went to the athletic director, though, who is the one to make those decisions.
I know, nobody's bigger than Joe Paterno at Penn State.
Joe Paterno is the face of the Nittany Lions, but when it comes down to it, an athletic director is put in place to be more of an authority than the head coach for a reason.
Yeah, so you don't think that Joe Paterno, of his own, should have said, I want Jerry Sandusky out?
He could have, but Joe Paterno did go to the right administrators, and he had trust in his administration that they would do the right thing.
Just briefly, what's it like today there?
It's a somber scene. I mean, there's no noise going around Penn State right now.
Are students, you know, debating with each other? We know they are hugely supportive of Joe Pa, as you call him, but there's for instance, a junior there who's the sister of one of the alleged victims. She has told the local paper that she's hearing all of this and wondering, why isn't anyone talking about my poor brother? Do you think about that?
Yeah, and I think the general sentiment around here is that people need to focus on the victims. There's a Facebook event going around right now called Go the Extra Mile, trying to get the Second Mile Children, which is the foundation that Jerry founded, to be represented on the football field Saturday. There's a blue out now, which is the color of the child abuse organization that tries to stop child abuse. So a lot of the students are going to be wearing blue in support of that. You know, but I think what's being lost here is we're all focusing on Joe Paterno, where the focus needs to be on the children, on what happened, and on Jerry Sandusky for the horrible, heinous acts that he committed.
Allegedly committed. Alex Brownbeck, again, a senior at Penn State. Alex, best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, your thoughts. Should the Penn State Nittany Lions take to the field on Saturday? Should Mike McQuarrie be coaching? Or do you think Joe Paterno and his staff are taking too much heat for what Jerry Sandusky allegedly did and admitted to have doing? Go to herenow.org. You can click on Contact Us to send an email. You can scroll down, leave a comment right there. Also, talk to us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. We'd love to hear from you. Quite a disturbing story, and we will continue to follow it. Latest news is next, Here and Now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Philips Healthcare, dedicated to improving access, managing costs, and helping clinicians improve care globally at philips.com/healthcare. And the Institute of Contemporary Art, Boston, presenting Dance Draw, an exploration of art and performance on view now, icaboston.org.